Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The last time we interviewed our next guest, they were a small startup that was recently spun out of another larger company in the Midlands. Now, they have over 1 million users globally. Jamie Thomas is co-founder and CEO of Cognito Forms, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Columbia. Jamie, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
For our listeners who might have missed that first interview several years ago, tell us about your company and what's been happening since then.
Glad to. So we're Cognito Forms. We're a global software as a service company that just helps people build and automate custom complex workflows using forms to do that. We don't build forms for our customers. They build them themselves. And the best part about it is our product is designed for those non-technical people that just want to get their work done. It's not designed for developers. When you talked to us back in 2018, we had 9 people. And so I'm excited to say now we have 59 people.
All right, so give us some examples of what you're talking about that it is that you guys do. It sounds a little bit like Google Forms.
Yeah, I think Google Forms is a good example of, you know, simple stuff, right? You can collect simple information, some surveys, to make it easy to collaborate and get some information. But I guess the difference for our product is it's helped you go beyond just simply collecting it, whether that be a workflow approval process. You know, everybody has to do approvals like time off requests and stuff at their office. But it may be trying to engage with a client, being able to, you know, work on a quote, to produce a contract, complete an order, any process where you just need to collect information and engage with people over time to get stuff done. It can be hard. And being able to do that and automate it so that it's not tedious but repeatable is really powerful for organizations.
And so has your growth come mainly from bringing new software engineers on and creating new forms that you see a need for out there in the marketplace, hiring marketing and salespeople?
We're definitely, I guess, product-led growth. So yeah, a lot of what we do is building new capabilities. So a lot of it's that. Definitely, we've hired some people in marketing to get the word out so that people can know about our company. But a lot of it is building new capabilities that really are impactful and then seeing people use them.
And so are you constantly coming across new markets, new needed forms? Are customers requesting new types of forms?
We don't know what the needs of every single customer we might have would be. We have a lot of templates to kind of get them started. But at the end of the day, our customers ultimately build their own forms specific to their needs. And you asked a question about like which verticals we're in. I think it's all verticals. Everybody has this powerful need to collect information and automate it and streamline their processes. And so definitely a lot in the education space, the government, nonprofits, and then also organizations that are trying to interact with and collect information from their clients. We see a lot of that as well.
And so what is your marketing plan then? How are you obtaining new clients? Do you place ads at various websites? Do you do social media? How do you find your clients?
You know, most organizations today who are doing marketing, they're trying a little bit of everything, right, to see what works. We've definitely done a lot of that. Our biggest thing that we do is making sure that we have content on our website that is relevant to people. So when they're searching for, hey, I'd really like to be able to streamline this process, that we have information that's relevant to them for the type of problem they're trying to solve so that when they search, they find us. We definitely do a lot of Google ad placement, you know, paying to be showing up in search results as well. Definitely are out there on social media, definitely doing PR stuff. But probably the biggest thing we do is making sure we have meaningful content so that when people find us, they see that we have a solution that they need.
And so what is the exit plan here, Jamie? Are you guys looking to find a buyer? Maybe Google might want you in a few years?
Maybe one day. But, you know, when we set out to build Cognito Forms, our goal was to, you know, help people build productivity applications to help them be successful. And we're not done with our vision. So we're still going at it, still have a lot of things on the table and want to see continued growth here in Columbia. So we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. But ultimately, our goal is to help deliver on that promise that we had to help people solve their own problems and to be part of that solution for them, not part of the problem.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for the update.
I appreciate it, Mike.
Jamie Thomas is co-founder and CEO of Cognito Forms, and he joined us by phone from his office in Columbia. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.